Hey there, this is Adam Zekas with Tom Kissingberg from the IDP Read and React IDP podcast right here at TLF. Say hello, Tom. Cheerio, chap, golly, good gosh. Here I am. Great. Anyway, if you're interested in getting started with IDP and Dynasty Leagues or looking for a way to dominate your IDP leagues, then our show is for you. Isn't that right, Tom? Ah, yes, my good man. And of course, I bring the coveted data and insight that can only come from a monarch-loving, tea-slurping, crumpet muncher such as myself. Yep, very, very cool, Tom. Very cool. Well, you can find our podcast right here in the DLF family of podcast feed on DynastyFootball.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at TheReadAndReact.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. This is episode 98. Of this podcast, Russ. Somehow we have almost 100 episodes. I'm not sure how that is, but
it's years in the making, baby. Yeah.
It is the Tournament of Champions, and I'm hosting this week. We've got Russ Fisher, one of our co-hosts and editor supreme, I guess. So I'm glad that he's here and gets to edit his own work. That should be pretty easy. We've got John Hogue, Mr. Superflex Dude himself, and Izzy Elkafus, the Pharaoh of Fantasy. We'll do plugs and stuff at the end if you guys have them. So we're just going to jump right into the games. We're going to play three games tonight. Two of them are new. One of them is called, the first game we're going to be playing is called 6 Degrees of Ryan Fitzpatrick. Did you guys know? Actually, I'll just throw it out there as a question. There's no bonus points for this one. But do you guys know how many teams Ryan Fitzpatrick has been on in his 17-year career?
My hunch is 11.
I think 11 or 7 were in my head. But since he said 11, I'll say 7.
You're right in the middle. It's 9. He's actually not he's not currently in the NFL. He's retired, right? There is a quarterback that in the league that has been on more teams than Ryan Fitzpatrick and the most teams of any NFL player in his career. His name is Josh Johnson. In Denver right now. He's been all over the place. But anyway, so the way this game works is if you guys have ever heard of the game 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, the goal is to connect like actors or people together within 6 degrees of each other, basically. So the thinking is that Kevin Bacon's been so many different movies, so many different genres, it's not that hard to get to him. I'm going to make it easy on you guys, though, and maybe we'll expand this game in the future. For this game, we're only going to have 1 degree separation between our players because I don't want it to be a complete disaster. So basically, I'm going to give you two players. Your name will be your buzzer. Whoever buzzes in first will have to tell me the one player that both of the two players that I give you have been teammates with. So, for example, the example question is Russell Wilson and Brett Favre. What player has been on the same team as both of those players? This is way harder than the actual ones, by the way. So,
Brett Favre.
So you said this is just a warm-up, right?
This is just a warm-up, yeah. Just throwing it out there. I can just give you the answer.
Yeah.
I said Adrian Peterson. There might be other players. So this is going to be like name game where sometimes people say answers that work that I didn't think of. So that might happen. And if that happens, you'll get a point for doing that. So Russell Wilson and Brett Favre both had Adrian Peterson as a teammate.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Yep.
All right. So here's the first real question. We have 7 of them. The first players to...
How do the points work?
There'll be 1 point each. So the first player to, excuse me, the first contestant to 3 points will win this game.
Okay.
All right. The first question, the first set of players is Julio Jones and Michael Pittman. Your name is your buzzer.
Okay. Izzy.
Izzy.
Matt Ryan.
That is correct. Next set of players: Lamar Jackson, DeAndre Hopkins,
Russ.
Russ.
I mean, can I say Hollywood Brown?
You can. That is correct. That's what I wrote down.
Because they're on the same team. They just haven't necessarily played together yet.
That's true. Yes.
Okay.
Just have to be on the same. Just have had to be teammates at some point.
Okay.
All right. These might get a little harder from here. AJ Green and Justin Fields.
John. Andy Dalton.
That is correct. Andy Dalton.
Oh, nice.
It is 1-1-1 after three questions. The next set of players: Derek Carr and Doriel Green Beckham.
What the hell?
Do you guys want a hint?
Yeah. I think so.
So who are they? Is it Doriel Green Beckham and who?
Derek Carr.
Yeah, I'll take a hint.
He's been in this league forever.
Do you want a hint, Russ?
I guess, yeah.
Agreement? It's a player that is not currently a teammate with either of those two players.
Mm. Okay.
I'll go a little bit further. He has changed teams this offseason.
Okay. And these are always going to be offensive side of the ball, right?
Let me double check. Yes, always offensive side of the ball.
Okay. Doriel Green Beckham.
See,
Izzy.
Yes.
Deshaun Jackson. No.
Is that true? I don't think so. I don't think that's true. That's not the answer that I have.
Did they not play together? And did Doriel Green Beckham not?
I only remember the one team he was on.
Was Deshaun on Tennessee? Was DGB on another team that I don't know about?
Yeah, I thought he was on.
Philly. Too. Philly, didn't he? Yeah. Didn't he cross over to the Eagles once?
Oh, geez. I definitely didn't think of that, but let me double check.
Do I get double points for that? Man, I don't know who the heck you're thinking about.
Let's see. Okay, he did go to Philly. Let's see if it was the same time DJX was there.
Oh, I know the answer.
No, you rang in. This is your answer.
Okay.
I don't see Deshaun Jackson on the team in 2016 when Doriel Green Beckham was there.
I'd like a recount.
Russ or John, do you have an answer?
No.
We need another hint, I guess.
The team that DGB and this player were both on the same team were both drafted by that team. So Tennessee.
Yeah, I can't think of any Titans that went to the Raiders.
Damn.
Oh man, I keep thinking of the freaking Bears. Because you said Justin Fields last time. I've been thinking of the wrong freaking team this entire time.
Does it change anything?
What other clues could I give you? The answer player is currently on his third team and got there this offseason.
Like, I think you're going to have to make the name rhyme is the only way that this is – like, that's the only clue that's going to work for me. Otherwise, we're
– This is too many clues. Can they just, like, not win this one?
Because it could be a double stumper. That's fine. We could do that, too.
Double stumper. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get that.
Izzy, do you know what it is?
Yeah. It's Mariota.
It's Mariota. You're right.
Oh, right. Okay.
I didn't think that one was that hard. Maybe
it's not after you know the answer.
Once you get the answer, it's easy. Playing with the quarterback.
Well, if you like that one, you're going to love this one.
Uh-oh.
Josh Allen and Tariq Cohen.
Josh Allen and Tariq Cohen.
Russ.
Yes, Russ.
Biscuits. Trubisky.
Mr. Trubisky, that is correct. Nice work.
God, these are a lot easier than we're making it.
Yes, they really probably are. Everyone's sitting there screaming in their headphones right now. I know it.
Okay. This one I feel like is pretty easy, so get ready. Saquon Barkley and Baker Mayfield.
John.
Bruh.
John.
Odell Beckham Jr.
That's correct. Odell Beckham Jr. Next question. Blake Bortles and Cam Akers.
Russ.
Russ.
Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson the third. That is correct. Russ, you take the first game.
Wow. Did he nice buzz work in so he could think? That's savvy.
No, I was looking for the jersey.
No, he went and grabbed a jersey.
Oh,
of course he had a jersey sitting there.
Because I'm too lazy to actually hang all my stuff up, so I have my signed jersey sitting next to me. So if the answer is Allen Robinson, Calvin Ridley, or Keenan Allen, I got props.
All right, Russ takes the first game. The next game is Dynasty Spelling Bee. So I'm going to give you a name of a player. We're just going to go in order on my screen clockwise. It starts with Izzy and then John and then Russ. I have these set up in different tiers based on how difficult I think they are. So the first round should be pretty easy, and it gets progressively more difficult from there. We're going to do this as a single elimination. So you get one wrong, you're out. And I will not tell you the country of origin or use it in a sentence or any of those things that happened during a spelling bee. All right. First question, first name for Izzy Alkafest is Jimmy Garoppolo. And you must say it out. You must speak it. You can't write it if I didn't say that.
But I can write it just to write it out.
Sure. Jimmy Garoppolo. I think I wrote this name like 400 times before I would get it right every single time.
If Izzy gets it wrong, does it go to John or does John just get a new word?
We're going to get a new word.
Okay. God, because every time I write it down, it looks right.
That's crazy. Gosh. I like that Russ has like NFL memorabilia on his back wall hanging up and John has fantasy football podcast t-shirts.
I have two P's and two L's.
More importantly, I made three of those shirts behind it.
Izzy, you got an answer?
I have two P's and two L's written down. It's one or the other. The problem is I thought it was two P's, but the two L's look better.
Maybe writing it down is not better.
Yeah, this is not good.
You're just going to confuse yourself.
I'm going to try. God. Man, I don't think it's two L's. Fuck. Garoppolo.
I'm going to need a first name.
Oh, Jimmy. Is his real name Jay? Is this a trick question? I don't know if his
real
name
is Jay. No, it's not a trick question. No, I just want you to spell the full name. That's all.
Oh, the full name.
Oh, because someone.
Now I have to think if this is an IE and this is a stumper. JIMMY.
That's correct. Two P's, one L, three O's.
Garoppolo is how I always remembered that.
Ah, that's a good. All right. Writing it down was not a good idea.
And Domicon Ksu.
Oh, that's why he made you spell the first name.
And Domicon Ksu.
He was one of the guys like I wished like their jerseys came with their first name on it.
Totally.
Just like if Baker went to the Seahawks, I would have gotten a Seahawks jersey, but put Baker on the back of it because Mayfield is just boring.
Oh, man. I'm going to be so pissed if I go out in the first round.
That's not an easy first rounder.
Yeah. You did not go
super. If they're going to get harder from here,
it's going to get worse from here, you guys.
Oh, shoot.
I know how to spell one name that I know is in your list somewhere, probably. I know I just said I know and probably, but I just got to hope it comes to me.
All right, I'm going to take a shot at this. This looks right to me. NDAMOKUNGSUH.
I'm sorry, it's wrong. That is incorrect. It's NDAMUKONGSUH.
Oh, my God.
Russ, LeGarrette Blount.
L-E-G-A. Crap. I'm going to go R-R-E-T-B-L-U-N-T.
No.
Is there two T's?
Correct. It is two T's.
And you spelled the wrong last
name. There's also an O. There's also an O in the last name. Well, you got to spell one more.
No, you spelled it like the old J.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant to say B-L-O-U-N-T. I mean, I got the first name wrong anyway, so it don't matter. But that's the one part.
He's got to do one. He's got to get one. Actually, Izzy was first, so I guess he just wins.
Yeah, he just won.
Well, that was boring. Do you want to do some more just for fun?
Well, give me the. I'll tell you if I get the this.
Okay. Here. Wait. P-A-T-F-R-E-I-E-R-M-U-T-H.
That was not on my list. Was not on my list, actually.
Wow.
Well, he takes this game, so it's 1-1, but do you want to do a couple more?
Give me one more. See if I would have gotten bounced in this round here.
Okay, so the next name on the list was Greg Zierlein.
God, this is my initial guess, just so we can keep the game moving. My initial guess would be Zeurlein with Gregory or Greg, G-R-E-G.
Say that last name one more time.
Zeurlein.
U before E.
It's what is it?
Zeurlein.
Bastard, Greg.
John, yeah. This is just for fun. We're going to keep going until you guys are tired of it. How about Kiki Cutie?
Oh, now you give that
that one easier. That one probably should have been in the first tier.
K-E-K-E-C-O-U-T-E-E.
That's right. Russ Tua Tagovailoa.
T-U-A-T-O. Wait. Yeah. T-U-A. T-U-N-G-O-V-A-I-L-O-A.
Incorrect. T-A-G-O-V-A-I-L-O-A.
What the hell did I say?
It looks like Tagovailoa, yeah. Izzy, Equanimia St. Brown.
Ooh. Shit. It looked right. I mean, this is wrong, but for the sake of time. E-Q-U-I-A-N-E-M-E-O-U-S.
Close.
St. Brown.
Close one.
That was close.
E-Q-U-A-N-I-M-E-O-U-S.
Oh.
Do you want me to just read off some names, or you guys want to keep going on this? I'm going to read off some names, and if you want to take a stab at it, you let me know. How about that? TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Houshmandzadeh.
Zadeh. Albert Okwegbunam.
Not getting that one. I don't even know where to begin with that one.
Like seven different ways, and they all say it's right. So
Egbunom. Okwegbunam.
I think you got it right, but I missed the first half of it.
So clearly I got it right. Okay.
You got it right. How about Chigozium Okonkwo? Mm. Chigozium.
Oh man, Okonkwo. I used that guy when I was testing out my new fantasy family.
I know. Board. That's why when I saw it on that Russ, I was like, oh crap.
But I have no idea. This one. Like his last name was like OKWOKO, right? Like Okwokwo?
Nope.
I can't remember exactly what it was.
OKON. O-K-O-N-K-W-O.
Okonkwo.
C-H-I-G-O-Z-I-E-M. Chigozium Okonkwo. Yeah. How about Kyle Juszczyk? Anybody got that one?
Do not have that one either.
Michael Humanawanui?
Yeah.
Humanawanui. Nope.
Barcavius Mingo.
Barcavius, I think we could get.
I bet you could.
Yeah.
B-A-R-K-E-V-I-O-U-S?
I think it's 2 A's.
I-U-S.
I think it's 2 A's, isn't it? Or is it 1 A?
Just 1 A.
Hmm. 1 A.
Yeah, that one finally is like phonetically correct.
Yeah.
First one.
Weirdly enough, that was on like, I like looked up like hardest NFL player names to spell or whatever. And that one was like in the top 10, like every time on every single list. And I didn't get it. My current favorite name in the NFL is Jaquiski Tartt. Anybody got that one?
J-A-Q-U-I-S.
That's already taken his head now.
Is it right or right, wrong?
You got it.
J-A-Q-I-S.
Q-U-I-S.
J-A-Q-U-I-S. K-I-E.
Y. But what about the last name?
T-A-R-T-T.
Yep, two T's. Star Lutalele.
Oh, this is for Sergeant.
All right, we'll just move on.
I'm out on all Nigerian and Samoan names. So
that's fair. All right, we'll move on. The only other name I had was Osiu Manyora. But anyway, that was Dynasty Spelling Bee. I don't know if that was fun to listen to or to play, but there you go. Last game is Co-Stars. The way this game works is I'm going to give you three teams, and we're going to go round robin style. This will be single elimination. Basically, you're just going to tell me an offensive player that we care about for fantasy, meaning the four positions. And you'll just keep naming names. It'll go Izzy, and then it'll go John, and then it'll go Russ. And if you miss a name, you're out. And that's
so
the game.
How does this work again?
So I'm going to give you three team names, and then you just need to name an offensive player. Not offensive lineman, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, or tight end.
Okay.
That is currently on that roster. And we just keep doing that until there's one person left.
Are we doing it one team at a time or all three teams?
No, all three together. We're going to be playing with the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
With the Houston Texans. And the Washington football team / Commanders.
Oh, boy. Okay. And we can pick any team at any time. So if we wanted any to like team. Really hammer Bears, we could.
Yep.
Okay.
Texans, Washington, and the Bears, Chicago Bears.
Bears.
Okay. Where would you like to start, Izzy?
I can pick any player on any of these teams.
Yep.
All right, I'll just go Justin Fields.
And then I'm not going to say correct between each one, especially for the obvious ones. So you guys can just go. So it'll be John and then Russ.
Okay. Carson Wentz.
Wentz. And we're okay to jot down the ones that have been guessed, right?
Yep. And I'm not going to, I won't penalize you if it's something that's already been said.
Okay.
All right. If we're just doing quarterbacks, I'll do Davis Mills.
To Izzy.
Let's go Monty Montgomery, David Montgomery.
Antonio Gibson.
Brandon Cooks.
Darnell Mooney.
Khalil Herbert.
Terry McLaurin.
Let's go with Cole Kmet.
Jahan Dotson.
John Metchie.
Let's go with McKissick.
Old man Velus Jones.
Brian Robinson.
Let's go with Nico Collins.
Equanimeous St. Brown.
Ooh.
I don't even know what team he's on.
He's on the Bears.
He's on the Bears.
Which is a perfect fit for him.
Really, it really is.
Witness protection.
You can have both him and N'Keal Harry on the same team. I mean, the Twin Towers.
Well, you just gave up that answer.
Oh, yeah. That was not. That's no good anymore.
Oh, you're taking that off?
Yeah, well, you said the answer out loud.
That was a
I mean, I'll take the freebie if you want. That's fine.
No, I'm bad. That's my bad.
Damian Pierce.
Marlon Mack.
Brevin Jordan.
I love that guy.
Yes.
He's behind another player that I almost said.
Logan Thomas.
Who has not been said here? De'Ami Brown.
Sure.
Have we said Rex Burkhead yet?
We have not.
All right.
Is he still there?
He is.
Sam Howell.
Gosh. I have one name that I don't want to use because I'm not 100% sure if he's still on the roster. I'll go with John Bates.
That's correct.
How about... Yeah, I'm not sure if he's still there. Royce Freeman?
Yeah, I think he is.
Sure is.
All right. They just have every running back, basically.
Is Tariq Cohen still in the league? Does that count?
Is that your final answer?
Well, no, now that you freaked me out.
I have said nothing either direction.
So who did John say? Did he say?
John said
his last one.
Royce Freeman.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Who's that other guy?
Does that count? Does the other guy count, Matt?
Tariq Cohen.
That is incorrect, Russ. Unfortunately, you are out.
Mm.
Is he still in the league or did he retire? Did he retire?
He's technically a free agent. He could be on a team, but I think he had more complications early in the offseason, so the Bears cut him.
I have two names written down also.
Curtis Samuel has got to still be on Washington, right?
Is that your final answer?
Gee, why are you doing this to us?
John, you got to win this. So we can
you gotta, I'm not just – you're like fishing for is it right or not. I'm not going to tell you.
Matt, give me the – I'm going to go with it.
Oh, with what?
That gives me another name. I'm more comfortable. Actually, no, I can't because now I'm going to give him the answer if it's wrong. I got to go with it. I'm going to go with Curtis Samuel.
That's correct.
Okay. Darrington Evans.
Yes, sir.
Evans. Huh? So the name I just came up with is Cam Sims.
That is correct.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
I've got one I'm going to try, and this might be the last one I've got. Cahill Waring.
Is he still on the Texans?
Ooh, I don't. I know he's not on the Texans anymore. That is incorrect.
So is he just one, John?
And the one that I was saving because I wasn't 100% sure is Chris Conley still in the Texans?
Chris Conley is not still on the Texans, but I think he's still in the league.
I had two other names written down. Philip Lindsay.
Philip Lindsay is correct.
Who's Chris Conley? Logan Ryan, a tight end on Washington?
No, it was already Thomas said.
Thomas is.
Logan and you Thomas. Said you actually said that one.
I understand, but there's the name Logan Ryan sounds familiar for some
that's
reason.
That's a cornerback that used to play for the Patriots, right?
Is that what it is?
Pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Can you fact check that, Matt?
Logan Ryan? Yeah, well, Logan Ryan is a cornerback. He used to play for the New York Giants. He currently plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He never played for the Patriots. Okay.
I don't know. Let's see. Hmm. He did. Titans, he was drafted. He was actually drafted by the Patriots in 2013. Okay. Where the hell any Chris other names Conley? Are out hey, there?
Look up Chris Conley. Where's Chris Conley playing now?
I can do that.
Oh, Jarrett Patterson.
He's not because he went from Houston to Jacksonville, didn't he? Or was it the vice versa?
I don't know. I knew he signed somewhere, and I don't know if he re-signed with the Texans or if he went somewhere else.
Oh, he actually started with Kansas City and then went to Jacksonville and played last year with Houston, currently a free agent.
Oh, how did we forget Tyler Heinicke existed?
Yeah, or James O'Shaughnessy.
James O'Shaughnessy and Ryan Griffin. Those are the two that are going to haunt me.
Oh, I lied to you, Izzy. He still is on the Texans.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Okay. Chris Moore, remember him from Baltimore? We were pretty excited. Yeah. Or I was at some point. He's on the Texans. Dante Pettis, Daz Newsome, Tajay Sharp.
Where the hell is Tajay?
Chicago, dude.
Oh.
Yeah. I think Jarrett Patterson.
Yeah.
Jarrett Patterson's a
Dax Milne. Kelvin Harmon.
Ryan Griffin.
Ryan Griffin.
I feel like Dax and Jarrett Patterson should have been pretty easy. Jarrett Patterson for sure should have been easy.
Yeah. Dante Pettis is on the Bears.
All right. Well, that was, I don't know if that was fun, but it's certainly maybe one of the fastest.
Well, I lost, so I hate
episodes
it.
Of those.
I enjoyed that
this
one.
Show.
I enjoyed that last game. That last game's fun.
Yeah, I like it too. Russ and John hate it.
Yeah. No, it was fun. It just, yeah. No, I was still trying to figure out how to spell Indomiking.
Here we go. Here's a question. Were you guys writing the names down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As they went? Okay. I was going to say, yeah. That was like super helpful for me because it made me think of other players as I was writing them down.
Yeah. Well, Izzy, you advance. You got anything to plug?
No, I guess I can start it. Should I start a SoundCloud channel quick so I can plug that?
Yeah, you should. Yeah. What kind of music might you play on it?
That's a great question. So right now on my Pandora, I'm playing a lot of Alan Stone Radio, some Kygo. Just playing.
Can you keep going until I know one of the people that you listen to?
You don't know Alan Stone or Kygo?
I don't.
I will.
I must not be cool. I'm not cool.
I mean, I never was, but
yeah.
This is here. A game for when DGN franchises beyond fantasy football. By the way.
All right, I got this is going to be an eclectic mix here, but my last four radio stations that were played. I'll give you five because I'm a big fan of this one. They're Alan Stone, Kygo, Sam Smith.
I've heard of that name. I don't know if you name a song.
Yep, Sam Smith, Joyner Lucas,
no,
and Immortal Technique are my last five played. And then right behind that is Michael Jackson Radio.
Oh, I know that one.
I know who that is.
Nappy Roots Radio.
I know that one.
You know Nappy Roots?
I do.
And Lindsey Sterling Radio.
That's the...
The violinist.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Well, that's fun. All right. So Izzy's plugging various artists on SoundCloud.
My Pandora. Pandora.
Follow him on Pandora. Yeah. Wherever I think he's at Pharaoh of Fantasy on Pandora.
no, but honestly, just DynastyTradeCalculator.com. I don't really tweet all that much anymore. If you guys probably haven't noticed, who cares?
Yeah,
you disappeared. Yeah, I've been kind of I've been observing,
lurking.
Yep.
John, how about you, man? You got anything to plug?
Superflex Super Show on that DLF Family of Podcast Mega feed where I never ever lose any of the games, and the occasional Superflex Super Friday night. Oh, mock drafts. We do ADP mock drafts. Superflex Dynasty Startup ADP. Mock drafts, and always looking for more people to join those. We have the best ADP in the business, but we crowdsource that, so jump into one of those.
Absolutely. Hit up John on Twitter for that. You know, you can mention it to me too and I'll connect you. Russ, sorry man, you didn't make it past round one this year.
I made it. That's all that matters.
But you got here, so it's, you know, it's something you can
more.
Go.
We're doing more.
You can go back into the editing bunker and, you know, take care of us on the back end.
And I'll just like fishbowl. So like, there's going to be more rounds of this.
Yeah, you're moving on to the next round, Izzy. So
wow. I'm just going to edit it so it sounds like I won.
I mean, that isn't within your ability. So
Izzy looked kind of bummed that he has to play again.
I'm excited. I'm stressed out. Like I said, I haven't written down notes in a long time. There's my Garoppolo disaster up there.
I guess that's it, you guys. That was kind of a casual episode of Dynasty Game Night, maybe the shortest in the history. We got Izzy moving on. The other guys, thank you so much for playing, and we'll be back with another episode soon. I don't know who's Rocky hosting the next one. You hosting the next one, Russ?
I don't think I'm hosting for another 2 weeks. So
must be Rocky or John next. So we'll be back with you that with another episode of the Tournament of Champions for Dynasty Game Night. Thanks for listening.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night, with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.